We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A city police officer is recovering after being wounded in an overnight shooting in the Bronx. An uniformed lieutenant hit in the ankle in what police are describing as a violent struggle with a suspect. This happened around midnight. The lieutenant and three other officers were on patrol at Lyman Place in East 169th Street in the Foxhurst section. They followed a man they believed to be armed, ending up in a violent struggle with that suspect, who apparently fired one shot, hitting the lieutenant in the ankle. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says,
"Our lieutenant and officers were all removed here to Jacoby Hospital. Thankfully, the lieutenant was treated and released and is expected to make a full recovery. The other three officers were removed here from minor bumps and bruises, and likewise, we are very lucky that they are okay."
Police say the suspect was taken into custody and a gun recovered. Shea says there is body cam footage, which will be released. No other details so far. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the latest on this developing story. No vax card, no table. The city considering requiring proof of vaccination for restaurant patrons. This comes amid growing concerns over the highly contagious Delta variant. In a CNN interview, Mayor de Blasio said that all options are on the table, including the possibility of mandating the customers and employees of restaurants get the jab.
The health department, which in, especially in an emergency situation like this, has very real powers, can put out a variety of rules. There was issues with smoking in the past. Any kind of public health issue can be addressed.
Okay.
And we're looking at all those options.
Okay.
But listen, it comes down to something very human. We want people to understand this is what saves our lives. This is what saves the lives of their loved ones.
And de Blasio says people who aren't vaccinated will soon learn they can't do too many things they want to do, and folks will respond to that. Meantime, the city is stepping up vaccination outreach efforts, with the City Department of Ed offering parent and parent-teacher associations cash for referring people to city-run vaccination sites, $100 for every person they refer. City's new incentive to people themselves is getting more shots in arms, too. Mayor de Blasio's office says more than 450 New Yorkers got the jab and a $100 debit card in the first day after the plan was announced. The city is using federal money to provide that incentive. Two construction workers ended up in the hospital after a building collapse in Brooklyn.
A construction crew was taking down the two-story brick building at 439 Lincoln Road when it did much of the work by itself.
A brick wall had collapsed onto workers on the second floor and brought the roof down on top of them, pinning them between the roof, the brick wall, and the floor.
FDNY Chief Joseph Ferrante says it was a tricky rescue.
We removed portions of the building, structural members, and removed these victims from the building.
Pulling out the two workers buried in the rubble, both were rushed to Kings County Hospital in serious condition. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Former Mayor Giuliani talked about the federal investigation into his dealings with Ukrainian leaders, telling News 4 New York in an exclusive interview.
"I committed no crime. And if you think I committed a crime, you're probably really stupid, because you don't know who I am."
Federal prosecutors are looking into whether Giuliani was working as an unregistered lobbyist for Ukrainian officials. FBI also looking into his dealings with two business associates arrested in a separate case in 2019. Giuliani says it was legitimate work for his client at the time, then-President Trump. He calls the investigation misguided and politically motivated and slammed the FBI for searching his home and law office. Giuliani strenuously denied any wrongdoing, adding if they want him in jail, he's willing to go to jail, believing he will be vindicated. Word that remote learning may be an option for more New York City school kids this fall. The Post is reporting that the City Department of Ed is considering allowing students who have immunocompromised relatives to learn remotely. Right now, only students who are themselves at risk can learn from home. Mayor de Blasio has been very clear about his plan for the fall, bringing everybody back.
Our kids have been through too much. If they don't get back to the classroom, they're going to miss out on so much educationally, emotionally, humanly. Yes, every child's coming back to the classroom.
That's from a CNN interview. State officials say that districts may work with students and families to offer remote options if it's deemed in the best educational interest of the student, but there's not a requirement for a plan. The hot new accessory for Broadway shows this fall may be a vaccination card and a mask. Audience members will have to show proof of vaccination and mask up to attend shows. Broadway League says the only exceptions are folks under 12 or with a medical or religious reason not to be vaccinated. Those folks will need a negative test. Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, told 1010 Wins Bridget Quinn the policy will run at least through October.
September and October are certainly 2 months that we need to be very cautious in, and we will evaluate each month whether that needs to be extended or if we get a handle on the Delta variant and the infections go down, then we can certainly change them.
Most shows open or reopen in September or October. Performers, crew members, and theater workers all have to be vaxxed or masked, social distance, and be tested twice a week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.